Beating the fuck out of me. Oh, baby, I'm back though. Oh, movie spoilers, episode 126. I'm the phenomenal one.
Ooh, I already made it. I'm Cody.
Woo! Yeah. Woo! That's a badass show. God damn, I'm dying right now. Shit. Look, get all excited. I'm dying. Fuck. That's all right. Cody, carry on. Carry me on. Cody. Come to my house and post this before I die. I gotta die, Cody. Make sure I die like a bitch.
Yeah, that's the first. I never anybody said that ever.
Put some pink flowers on my chest. Make it look like it was a rape attack.
Put a blow around your casket and shit.
Bend me over. Put me up on a couch.
Lay your face first in the couch.
Yeah. Like, don't you? I can see Cody telling my fiance now. I was like, can we just lay him down? Cody will be like, no, I swear to you, this is what he wanted. He wanted to lay like this as he went out. You can't even see his face, though. That's the thing. He wanted it this way. He wanted it this way. You know how most people, they like might touch the face or whatever, you stay, y'all slap me on the ass and shit as it goes. Fucking body just tilts over out the casket and shit.
Cranberry juice.
Yeah, put some Welch's cranberry juice. This is for the dead homie right here. I'm only gonna pour half of this because this bottle alone was $4.
Too much for his cheap ass.
Yeah, too much for his cheap ass. That's right. Man, okay, you know I drink a lot of fucking cranberry juice, right? Man, you don't know if that's all you drink other than alcohol and shit. You spend a lot of... Cranberry juices cost more than anything in the stores.
I'm surprised you got sick, man. I know your system is, like, cleaned out completely. Like,
you know what my dad told me? He said, you drink too much of it. You clean too much of your system out. I said, is that even a thing? I didn't even know that was real. You can clean too much of your thing out.
Right.
Well, either way, whatever. Like, I probably buy, like, 10 of them bottles. That 10 bottles right there is $100.
Right, yeah, seriously.
Because I think each bottle is like $5.95 or something like that and shit. Unless you can get it on sale 2 for $5 or some shit like that, so yeah. But people, we back. Mm-hmm. Guess who's back? Back again. Two niggas back. Back for Slim. Cody, say something for the beautiful people out there so I can make sure your mic working.
Yes. Hello, my beautiful bastards.
Okay, I didn't do a test, so I got into this and didn't do it.
There you go.
Fucking up. I'm doing CJ tonight.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, well, people, we got some comments, questions for you guys. We got P1 dying. We got him getting resurrected. And then doing the box office talk. Cody's no, he's like, Sin City finally caught up, didn't it? I'm like, yeah, let's go.
Oh, no, it did. It had to.
Cause you know, last week was definitely a fluke. Nobody knew it came out because they didn't say it. But this week is definitely it's not gonna be a fluke.
All right, Sin City back on top, man.
Sin City back on top, baby. I'm trying to go see it again, baby.
Yeah.
Sin City 2 double time. That's what they should have called it. Double time.
Yeah.
Double time. we got
the title. They make money, man.
Yeah, Sin City 2. You don't make money in Sin City. Apparently not. Whatever. I guess I'm glad I'm not going to Vegas then, because it's a wrong time to go then. We've got some Blu-ray releases. Cody's going to be excited.
I can't wait.
You're going to be excited this time. I'm not bullshitting you this time.
I think I know one is coming out, man. I think I know one.
Nah, you're wrong, man, if that's what you think. And then we got Trailer Talk with some movie I ain't never fucking heard of, man.
Another one?
No Good Deed.
What?
Taraji P. Henson and Idris Elba. This might as well, this look like Obsession 2.
Man, I saw a TV spot for that. I think it was last week, a little less than a week ago. Man, it looked like some straight up bullshit, dude. It looks so fucking cliche.
What's wrong with y'all boy? What's wrong with y'all boy, though? Yeah, he's just elbow, so it's your boy.
I just say I don't hate him as much as you. I never say
he's
my boy.
The thing is, people think I hate him. It's not, I don't hate him. This is that people bring him up, and like when you talk about great actors, and his name comes up, so I'm just like, I wouldn't even put him nowhere near Denzel. Why would you even say that? Hold on.
Oh, who said that? Who the fuck said that? Okay, you know, like, you're actually kind of.
Yeah, I'm about to say, what do you mean who said that?
Just a little comic book news comes out, everybody wants Idris Elba casted as. Such and such comic book role. I'm like, come on, man.
Idris Elba's great. He's great. Didn't he have a comic book movie called Ghost Rider and he failed in that? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Like, it seems that people forget all the bad movies he was ever in and shit. I'm just trying to grasp on that concept there. It's like, what movie was it that he became this great actor?
I mean, I like him in the stuff I've seen him in, minus Ghost Rider, but
yeah.
Call him, like, the end-all, be-all actor to have him, like, cast him for all this shit. I'm like, no.
I have yet to see that brother where I was just like, that guy's going to be something. I'm just like, every movie I've seen him in, I was just like, man, you just some low-level actor, if you ask me. I mean, even that Nelson Mandela film where you trying to win an Oscar, I was just like, you got recognition for that because of his death. Because damn sure it wasn't because of your acting, bro.
Damn.
You was a pretty bad Mandela. Terrence Howard was more believable than you was.
Really?
Yeah. that's how good that was. Where, I was gonna say this new No Good Deed, that looked like Obsession with Beyonce again.
Yeah. Just about.
I can't wait to see y'all boy though. Your boy. I never knew that so many people liked him until like what, a year, 2 years ago, maybe?
Oh, that's been going on for a while now.
Yeah, I just like they wanna see him casting it, so I'm just like, okay. Oh well, you should watch that show Luther. He's really good. I'm just like, I don't watch BBC product, so
that show's good. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Cody, you ain't gotta lie. You just don't give a fuck. Say it.
Well, that's part of it.
I'm dying. I'm sorry, anything that comes on BBC, I automatically don't give a fuck. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, we gotta watch Sherlock.
Is that guy Robert Downey Jr.? Which one y'all talking about? Which one? He American, right? I don't know, man. It's something about BBC and me. I just look at it and go like, it's funny, I don't like this channel, and yet so many of our great actors are British.
Seriously.
It's like, but this channel, it's just something about it. It's almost as if it's trying to get geeks and fanboys with British, with well-known British actors that are acting British in the movie. It's just like, I don't know if that blends well or not, but I'm not feeding it right here. We know CJ is right now with his Doctor Who loving ass.
Yeah, CJ, he's all for that.
That's all I fucking hear this weekend. Oh, that new season Doctor Who was great. That Doctor Who. Why the fuck y'all telling me about it? Like, I give a shit. I don't watch no fucking Doctor Who. You know what you should do on that plane? You should watch Doctor Who. I bet they got it on
Oh,
we
gotta check out that new Doctor Who, man. Got the new Doctor Who actor on there.
Hey, y'all got a Doctor Who convention in L.A.? Nigga, no! Shit. We don't do shit that brings money to the city. Not bullshit.
Doctor Who in L.A. It's not an oxymoron. I don't know what it is.
Hey, P1, you go to Comic-Con. Can you give me a screwdriver? I can get you one out here if you want.
Right.
No, I'm talking about it's a screwdriver from Doctor Who I want. It's like, you can... What? No.
What kind of screwdriver they got in San Diego?
Nigga, you can order that shit off Amazon. Get it your goddamn self. Shit. Shit. Told Cody about eBay. Order it off that motherfucker. Shit, right. If you want it so fucking bad. Shit. Can you go wait in line and get me something I know you don't like? Okay, no. Have you gave me some pussy? Then no. Shit. Because there's a woman asking me that for shit. You know it's bad. Women got Doctor Who got women involved.
Right.
You want to talk about women and geek stuff, whatever.
I think that's their biggest audience is women.
I was telling somebody the other day, hey man, women is the biggest audience of movie and stuff like that nowadays.
I don't think. I know for sure. Yeah. Nowadays, because all that young YA novel shit.
Well, I was gonna say, cause you know, every time a guy shit comes out, which is stuff like Pacific Rim, it fails.
Yeah. You gotta remember that's like a really that's some niche shit. It's very niche.
That is some guy shit though.
And the internet crowd who mostly boasts about it, that represents a very small percentage of the overall fan base mm-hmm. of movies in general. So.
Man, every woman I talked to about that movie was just like, that just looks stupid. And yeah. I don't want to go see it. I don't even see any women in that movie. Why would I want to go see that and shit like that?
Just like the general audience. You saw how the box office return on that movie. General audience
give a fuck. I'd rather see Grown Ups 2 than this shit. Why would I go see
you
this?
Know, it don't have Marvel on it?
I don't give a fuck. I actually think more women is involved with Marvel movies than there is men nowadays.
Maybe.
I see a lot of women in those theaters these days now and shit when I go see it.
Yeah, that's true.
I was going to tell you, I don't know if I told you this though, but I got my mom and my sister into these fucking Marvel movies back before Avengers came out and shit.
Okay.
I had gave them the Blu-rays to watch it and shit, because you know the Blu-rays come with the DVD copies. I just gave them the DVD copy and shit. They was watching it, it's like, I got to see that. I took my sister and mom to see the Avengers and shit. They was like, okay. I got to keep watching after this. They watch every goddamn thing that comes out of it now.
Nice.
This is a 50-year-old woman. And a 16-year-old girl don't know a goddamn thing about it. My sister, she refuses to watch Captain America 2 because she hasn't watched Captain America 1 yet.
Okay, well.
That's how passionate she is. She said, I can't watch something to see. She said, I don't want to watch the sequel because I ain't watched the first one yet. I'm just like, well, I kind of feel you, but you need to watch this right now with me. She makes bold statements about that. It's just like, damn. Your nerddom is getting too hard for me right now. Not so hard. I kind of appreciate that. It's kind of nice to have in the family.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because I was asking her about something. She's like, you know I never seen it because I never watched the first one. I was just like, hey, you got a bitch at me, motherfucker. You little Asian bastard, dude. Anyway, people, let's go ahead and get some questions now. We've been going on long enough. You know, we got a best and worst of show, which is still the highest rated thing on the website right now.
Still?
Yeah, still. Yeah, that's right. Goddamn right it is. Shit, I made it that way because I kept clicking on it. That's all I was doing while I was in bed, sick, just... just clicking my damn... So all the clicks came from me. They all came from my black ass, whatever. You'll see my name by each one of them and shit. Damn. I forgot to log out when I did that. All right. Got to do it over again. Daryl, he says from our best of words, he said, I always love when you guys do these special podcasts. They are very nice to do because they are once in a lifetime, if you will, or once a year, perhaps.
That's always fun, y'all. Switch up the formula a little bit.
It's always, so. I like doing list podcasts.
Yeah, yes.
I do like getting lists together and shit. Maybe we'll do another list one day. We'll get like a... I ain't gonna say best. Worst video games. Say worst.
Yeah, best worst video. Probably best top 5, lowest 5.
Top 2. Games of, top 2 best games. That movies.
Like a decade wrap up or previous generation wrap up, something like that.
Because I was gonna say, ain't video game movies ain't no best of shit.
least forgettable.
I was saying shit. I don't know what the fuck. It's gonna be a worst of video game. Ain't no best of shit. Yeah. Any video game movie you put on your best of it, it'll be questionable.
Seriously.
It's like, oh, okay, you like that. All right, well, hey. Well, he says, are there any films that you wanted to make the list but just couldn't cut it?
Yeah, I kind of mentioned this during the podcast. I really want to put Snowpiercer out there, man. It's kind of tough to leave that one out because I did dig that film a whole lot.
I wanted to put Boyhood on there. I know that was one. Most Wanted Man, I wanted to put that on there. Excuse me. What else did I wanted to put on there? X-Men was definitely one. You know, How to Train Dragon, 22 Jump Street, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. I had a lot of them, actually, that I wanted to go. There was a movie with Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley, Begin Again. That was really good. Oh, Chef, that was definitely one that was actually on the list that got bumped off. Yeah, I think I had a lot. You know, a part of me wanted to put this that Daniel Radcliffe movie when I went to go when I met Harry Potter himself like a couple of weeks ago. Okay. He had a romantic comedy come out, What If. I like that movie a lot. I thought it brought in back a romantic comedy genre that wasn't shitting after The Other Woman did that.
Okay, nice, nice.
Man, Other Woman and Think Like a Man too. Y'all just fucked the game up, like, seriously. Like, y'all fucked the game up, like, tremendously. It's just like, last year, all these great fucking romantic comedy films and shit that came out, and then they ended on Her, which I thought was, like, one of the most creative films I've seen in a while. Then to start off with that shit, I was just like, oh, no, it started off with About Last Night this year. I was like, all right, we continue to go. That's what I'm talking about. Then you get The Other Woman in May, or April, and then July, you get Thing Like a Man too, and you're like, damn, y'all done made me remember why I hate this genre now.
Yeah. All fucked up.
Yeah, so, yeah, I had a lot of stuff on there, a list on. I kind of wish I'd had a top 10, to be honest, but it is what it is. Shit, after looking at the release schedule for the rest of the year, these might end up on the best of list.
I'm looking at shit right now, like,
it
ain't shit.
Man, dude, you saw the shit I reviewed, dude. I mean, that shit, man. you learn that when we get in the box, I'll talk, but, man, this shit that's coming out, even looking at this week right now, it's like, yeah. Dolphin Tale 2 is also coming out as well.
Oh, nice.
I know people are waiting for that. James McAvoy got another film coming out that's getting high reviews with Jessica Chastain.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually, begging to see this movie because we'll talk about that a little later. Right. I got some notes on that movie. It's got 100% though, but it's getting some great reviews and I'm wanting to see it, but we'll get in that a little bit later. We're getting some more comp questions real quick. We got a couple more. Steve, he says, I'm loving the little additions you've made to the site. I think you've integrated the site well with effects and advertisement. There's a lot of advertisement now. A whole lot, actually. Even if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, there's some two big-ass Amazon. was just wondering, though, when are we going to get that new movie spoilers artwork? Also, will the bat suit be laid to rest, and will we see Cody don a new cape? Get it? New cape?
What the fuck that supposed to mean?
I don't get that, actually. I'm lost. Oh, wait, you know what? For Cody's sake. Yeah, I get you, Steve. Yeah. Shit, yeah. Shit, I got you, boy. Wait, Cody, what are you talking about? actually, you know what? It was actually last Tuesday I was talking to our guy, Craig. I was just talking to him. I already gave him the idea. I told him to put it together. So, when I told him to, it's no rush or anything, I'm not looking forward to it till actually this weekend. So, he never replied back to me yet. He probably said, that's a lot of shit. Shit. So, because this one, I went all out on this one. This one got a lot of shit going on in it. So, he probably looked at all that and was like, you're going to have to call me, mate. And we're going to talk about this. Because I be, when I send shit to Craig for his artwork, I be sending him complicated shit sometimes where I go into too much explanation of how I want it. I'm like, no, that's not, no.
Yeah, that shit just right.
Yeah, I sound like that dude that they played on that episode where we just like, you think you're an artist? I sound like that dude. You think you're an artist? You ain't shit to me, man. This ain't right. This is not right at all. This is dog shit. Do it over. Do it over. Plus, you know, him being a scholar, our time frame is different. So when I'm awake, that nigga's sleeping or some shit like that. So, so I'm trying to catch him to where we could talk or whatever about it. But, I'm hoping to get that by. I told him by the 7th.
Yeah, that'd be great, man. I'm looking forward to some artwork.
That's yeah, so it's going to be looking pretty great on there. Like I said, the site's looking nice and dandy right about now with the background effect. But I'm thinking Cody's going to like this new artwork.
Okay, cool.
And will I be donning the bat suit? Oh, that's going to get laid to rest, bro. That's only gonna be donned in my personal ones, as you can see, whatever. But this is gonna be a group one, and this one's coming out just about right. Cody, he will not be donning a new cape.
Okay, good.
Nobody will be donning a new cape. I think I kind of get what you're saying by don and new cape. So,
I kind of overlooked that and I didn't pay attention to it. Yeah.
I kind of get where you're going with that, but no, this is a completely different element at all. This is nothing superhero led. This is strictly, this is going for a whole new element right here. This is phase two. New beginnings. Oh, this ain't phase two, because phase two started when late. Okay, this is phase three then. We in phase three now. Movie spoilers. Marvel, catch up, bitch.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, Marvel.
y'all lacking. Y'all lacking, man. Shit, we got half a year ahead of y'all. Shit. So, I'm excited about that, too. I'm hoping, I know I'm going to get an email from him. It's like, look, I ain't never saying a damn thing you just said, bro. You sent me some crappy ass design you drew up and shit. It's like, what the hell is this? But it's going to look good, though. I can't wait. I'm excited now.
Awesome.
Norris, he says, holy shit, what did you guys think about these Marvel news and updates that are happening? Captain America starting a new team, characters dying off in Avengers 2. Also, the most important that there may be an appearance of Captain Marvel in Avengers Age of Ultron. I cannot wait. Have you heard about all these news that's going on?
Okay, yeah, I've heard about pretty much all of this. I don't know how much of this is legit.
Yeah, I don't think
it is. I'm going to say probably none of it is legit. Because, I can't imagine them switching up the entire team for Avengers 3. Especially when they say, I know Tony Stark has signed up to at least for Avengers 3, so I know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I heard the news, they were switching out him and Thor, I guess.
Yeah, it was him and Thor, because they were speculating that either one of them dies or something like that. Or Thor goes back to Asgard or some shit like that, because of the whole thing with Loki at the end of Thor 2 or something like that. So,
right.
I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and say that these are just news and rumors, so I'm not going to really jump on it. I'm not going to call complete bullshit on it, because with all these new characters that are coming in, I'm wondering, are they going to put all these people in one movie? Because, with the whole Doctor Strange, Captain Marvel, I heard that Captain Marvel will be making an appearance in some sort of Avengers 2. I've heard a lot of sites actually talk about that one, saying that. But now Marvel actually came out and spoke on that, saying they don't know if they want to do that or give her own movie. And personally, I don't know how I would feel about that person. I say give her own movie. But I would think it'd be cool to see her just pop up out of nowhere in a Avengers Age of Ultron. They go like, oh, what the fuck? Where the fuck she come from? So I don't know.
I think the movie already has enough going on in it already. Mm-hmm. I've heard different reports that, if she does pop up in here, she'll just be Carol Danvers, not Ms. Marvel just yet. I also heard reports that she will be indeed already Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Or we will see her origin. I'm like, we haven't heard anything about any sort of casting, nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure, I think I know the direction this story is heading in. I mean, I'm not 100% sure, obviously, because I'm not behind the scenes or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I think I could do without Captain Marvel herself being included in this movie as Captain Marvel, not just Carol Danvers.
Marvel is being secretive lately.
Yeah.
About all their shit over there. I think the best way to introduce Carol Danvers, honestly, if you really want to get to it, is Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, I even heard a report about that. I was reading up something about that, actually. Because it was about her popping up in Guardians. But James Gunn was like, nah, it's not going to happen.
James Gunn's the only motherfucker that's straightforward. If he tells you it ain't happening, it's not happening. So,
somebody asked him about Nova. He's like, I don't give a fuck about Nova.
Yeah. Which is funny, because I kind of want to see Nova. I ain't gonna lie.
I won't say Nova, but James Gunn's like,
fuck that. If James Gunn say no, then it ain't
happening. On the other hand.
Yeah, it ain't happening then. As far as Captain going off starting this with this new team, whatever. I don't know, personally. It's just rumors. I don't know. But I guess it depends on who dies, because Joss Whedon does kill characters off, so I don't know how that goes. I'm curious to see who he's going to kill off.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm trying to put this in solo films and team films now, of how this would work. I mean, and I thought, I think it'd be Jeremy Renner, but Jeremy Renner already confirmed, I'm not dying. It's not me, so.
Yeah. Yeah, he wrapped that shit up real quick.
Yeah, he said no. He said it like a joke. He was like, no. But no, seriously, no. It's not me. No. Yeah. I'm going to be a Captain America 3. I got a big part now coming up. So. Yeah. And the whole thing with Steve Rogers, I'm like, well, first I was thinking about Steve Rogers going off starting his own new team. But I'm like, If anything, he's the one on my list that's dying. So, because that motherfucker's got one more movie coming up. So that's.
Yeah.
So I'm.
That's true. Yeah.
So if you're talking about Secret Avengers starting up, I don't think it's gonna be Steve Rogers. I think it's gonna be somebody else, and Bucky Barnes or the Falcon stepping up on that part. So. So if anything, he is on my high list of dying as Captain America. And that's just because his contract ends, and and he's made it clear that he's only doing 6 movies.
You make the most sense.
Yeah.
Wise, at least, you know.
Yeah, him and the only one after that would be Iron Man, as if he died in Avengers 3. But I don't think I see Thor or Thor is just gonna go back to Asgard, for all I know. Or who else is on that fucking team? The Hulk. I guess they're just gonna castrate his ass somewhere else or something like that. So I don't know what they're doing. It's got me curious. I thought you'd catch on to that. I was like, you gonna catch on to that? Nah, damn. I didn't say that word for nothing now. Man, Skype keep. Yeah, Skype keep cutting out. That's why it's fucking up my jokes. Yeah, that bitch. But it does got me curious. I'm curious to see what's going on here because, like Cody said, I think I'm about 70% sure where this story is going to go.
Yeah.
But you throwing some crazy-ass elements like James Gunn, who's going to tell you, no, I ain't doing this. No, that's not going on, whatever shit. I think as long as it fits in the story, I don't really give a shit who dies and goes off and shit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if it makes sense, why not? If it works, I'm all for it.
Quicksilver dies. There you go. How about that?
Yeah, especially after that last motherfucking performance. I'm like,
Actually, Quicksilver and them came out and said they're not the ones dying either, so.
Right on.
You better perform your ass off then, nigga, because after that last movie you was in, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying, shit.
You too, Elizabeth Olsen, bitch.
Damn.
Shit. That shit was insulting. So I got a question. He replies to this, Rodrigo. He says, a better question is, what happens if Dawn of Justice is just as bad as Man of Steel? Will DC finally be done?
That'd be done for me.
Cody, you crazy?
they got one more shot, man. They fucked that up, I'm out. It's just going to be like the Spider-Man franchise for me. I'm out, man.
out. Maybe, you know, I'm thinking that I'm probably going to be the one that walks out liking it. I have that feeling for some reason.
Really? You think so?
Because I have that opinion because I don't give a shit about it now. So I'm thinking that that by me not walking in, not giving a fuck, maybe I'll probably have like lower expectations.
Yeah, because you have the least amount of optimism out of anybody on these podcasts.
Yeah, right? Every time it gets brought up, I'm just like, eh. I don't give a fuck. I don't do whatever.
Me, I'm like, oh shit, they got Chris Terrio here now. They push David Gore to the background. I'm like, okay, yeah.
And me, I'm still in the background. It's like, okay. Oh, okay. I see what I believe it then. So, I'm part of me have that feeling. I might like it more than Cody.
That will be something.
I don't know. I'm thinking I might like. That's just that that movie thing, or whatever. Where I'm. That's not me saying that I will. It's just saying I'm guessing that I should like it more than Cody and anybody else on these podcasts because I'm the one that. Least doesn't give a fuck about any news because they've been burning me on so many bridges now. But between comics, animation, now the movies and shit, I'm just kind of when it's bad, it's just bad, and you know I'm burnt out and out. And the news that they've been releasing just I haven't got one positive outcome from this shit. So I'm just now at a point where I don't give a fuck about anything that goes. So now if I see the maybe I don't know, but or maybe I'll be even extra hard on it. I don't know.
Maybe we shall see.
So for me, it's already dead, so.
Damn.
So I don't give a fuck about the glowing eyes and all that. I don't give a fuck about that. Yeah, and you need to have something else going on. You better fucking. All right, they got a whole year to try to pump me up, but so. Right, I can only imagine what a year from now, as I'm still gonna be like, I don't give a fuck still. I could give two lessons of a fuck now, you might have to. Hey, I'm trying to think of something positive I could go for it, but I'm just like,
hey man, Ben Affleck is the best thing about this movie.
And I'm trying to even convince myself, even if that's a good thing, whatever, because last movie he was in, he was horrible.
I think he was the best part of that movie.
What, Runner Runner?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was bad.
Yeah.
At least he was like, I thought he tried.
Oh, okay. I hated that movie. I was like,
it was horrible.
Yeah, I was like, man, even his performance. That movie was so bad that even his performance wasn't standing out.
Compared to everybody else.
Yeah, I don't think he was standing out at all, to be honest. I was like, wow, I think he could do much better than this. And maybe that's just because he directed those films. But this one, I was like, I'm not even seeing him shine in these movies. And the tone of it is so all over the place that whatever he yells at you or something like that, I'm just like, I'm not feeling it from you, Ben. I don't know. So,
even Anthony Mackie, I was like,
man, that nigga came out of nowhere. That nigga came out of nowhere, man. I was just like looking at him, like, what the fuck? That nigga literally, he literally just popped up on it. I was like, damn, is that Anthony Mackie? This movie got so many people that you don't give a fuck about that, like, the way Anthony Mackie popped up, they should have just got any random black person to pop up.
Anybody to play that role.
I mean, I know you're trying to get your name out there and all, but fuck, man, shit. Yeah, man, I just don't like Zack Snyder. I just come to that conclusion. I don't like that son of a bitch. But we shall see when it comes out, whatever. I'm not trying to say anything negative or positive about it. I gotta wait a whole year before I can say anything now, so I'll just wait when that movie comes out. But man, every time they release one of these new animations and shit, which I know have nothing to do with it, but it's just like, yeah, y'all don't give a fuck, dude. It's like, I was not that big on Assault on Arkham 2, by the way.
Oh, you saw it? I haven't seen it yet.
I saw a piece of it. I didn't see the whole thing yet. Okay. Let's just say this. Usually those DC movies I buy right away, I watch them all the way through. I tell everyone, shut up in the room, I'm watching this. I turned that off and went to bed.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Maybe that probably does get better. I'll probably watch it eventually, but I... Dude. Aiden, he says, do you think the Marvel Universe... Oh, a lot of Marvel and DC questions here. Do you think the Marvel Universe has a lack of diversity? No.
Are we talking about the cinematic universe?
Shit, I mean, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. got so many fucking minorities in that goddamn show. I mean, Coulson's the only white guy in there.
That's you're gay. I think you're right.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, their main character is an Asian woman. Am I not right? Their main chick is an Asian woman.
Yeah.
I mean, the agent of it is black. They even changed him black or whatever. Thor. It's got an Asian and fucking black dude in there.
Yeah, you're right.
Falcon. Don Cheadle. I think, if anything, the Marvel Universe has more diversity than any other studio, to be honest.
Yeah.
We just haven't seen that with the main characters, obviously, because those main characters are predominantly white, and so...
Right.
I don't think that's a fault on their part. It's just like, oh, make that person... It's like, no, leave them just like... Because I don't want to see a black Iron Man or a black Thor or nothing like that,
hell
right?
No.
So, so I don't think that there's a... Because I've heard this question a lot. You think there's a lack of diversity? I'm like...
Especially Marvel's in right now? No.
Yeah, but say Luke Cage coming out, and then not to mention Luke Cage, but he dates Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones, I'm sure she'll pop up.
So yeah, because she got her own show.
Rosario Dawson's on Daredevil. I don't know who the fuck she's playing, but
yeah. I was gonna say the thing with Luke Cage too is that he's set in Harlem.
That's right.
That's gonna be a predominantly black show, and the thing about it, he's in an interracial relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We can go back to the. Man. Yeah, yeah.
Diversity.
Yeah, diversity. We can go back to Iron Man, Terrence Howard.
Yep.
We can go.
We went to multiple shades of blackness.
Yeah, we went to multiple shades, definitely. I mean, we can go down all the Iron Man films, whatever. Hell, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Yeah, Filipino, Vin Diesel, I don't know
what
the fuck he is.
Yeah, I'm about to say, Vin Diesel, man, he's Jessica Alba or something like that. He's just all kind of colors and shit like that. I'm going to say, if anything, you know what? Back that up. Because I hear a lot of critics talk about there's not enough diversity. Guardians of the Galaxy have more diversity than anything. Because everybody thinks, Zoe Saldana, she's a Latin woman. She's Dominican. So we got a Latin chick, like you said, Batista, mixed Filipino breed in them. I don't know what the fuck Vin Diesel is, once again. So. I know he's all kinds of shit. Oh, yeah, Jamal Hasu is in there as well. Like we said, Nick Fury had a big role in Avengers and Captain America. Anthony Mackie, too, had a big role. And not just Anthony Mackie, the superhero. Anthony Mackie, the actor.
Yeah.
You got a bigger role in there. So, if anything, I don't get that. I think it's enough to where you notice it, especially in Thor. Why is there an Asian... I always like to stare at it. I was like, why is there an Asian Greek god right there? So, I mean, it's...
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, shit. I think there's a lot of diversity. I think when people ask that question, is there a lack of it? I think they mean that in their main characters. I'm like, well, you gotta understand that most of these characters were white.
Yeah, Black Panther's on the way, people. Don't worry.
Yeah, Black Panther's on the way. Shit, Ms. Marvel's on the way.
He will be in the Avengers movie. Do not worry. I have faith he will.
Yeah, T.I.'s coming up.
Oh, yeah, man. T.I., yeah. That's what diversity gets
right there. Because they tried to make that nigga Latin in Identity Theft, remember?
Are you serious?
They tried to play that nigga off.
Are you serious?
They didn't get that nigga no lines. But they had him date the Latin chick in there. And I swear to God, I think they tried to play him off as a Dominican nigga in that movie.
You're not lying to me right now.
I'm not lying to you, man. If I recall.
I have to see this movie.
No, you don't. No, please don't see that movie.
Come on, come on.
No, you don't have to see that movie.
I have to see that.
If I'm not mistaken, people, I think that they were trying to proclaim that he was trying to play him Latin because he dating that Latin chick. So if I'm not mistaken, yeah. T.I. has a lot of diversity.
Wow.
The worst actor ever. I'm calling it right now. Ant-Man's gonna be the worst movie I've ever seen. That's gonna be the worst fucking movie. I don't give a fuck what role he's playing in. That's gonna be the worst fucking movie I've ever fucking seen in my life. I see some Fantastic Four: Rise of the Silver Surfer shit going on right now.
Oh man, shit! Speaking of Fantastic Four, man. Yeah, I don't want to go on that tangent. But do you see those Doctor Doom pics?
Oh my god. Okay. Jesus.
Man,
Jesus Christ.
Right, so reserved. They might have. They're roughing their money, man.
Man, fuck, dude. Jesus fucking Christ, dude. I mean, I can't even get over on that one.
I was like, I'm not even a huge fan of Fantastic Four, but I love me some Doctor Doom, man. I saw that. I was like.
Doctor Doom is one of the baddest ass villains of fucking Marvel, shit, man. And it's a shame that man has gotten no fucking privilege and. Man, to be honest, to me, he's one of the baddest ass villains in a lot of comic books. And that's talking Marvel and DC.
He's easily top three.
Oh, almost. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Actually, I forgot what part of LA. There's a painting. Somebody tagged a Dr. Doom face shot of him on there. It looks badass, dude.
Nice.
I think it's over there in South LA. I think it's on Slauson or some shit like that. So it looks bad. I gotta fucking get a shot of that, but it looks badass. Whatever. Dr. Doom is definitely one of the most badass ass iconic villains of all fucking time. And damn, what they do with this dude in these movies, man? Maybe if they gave him a serious threat other than the Fantastic, maybe they just stuck him in the Avengers. I don't know. Maybe that'd be better.
It'd be perfect if they use that Marvel, man. I can only imagine.
Like maybe Marvel can make a trade. It's like, hey, man, we'll
they tried that.
Oh, okay. We'll give you that rock creature from Planet Hulk. If you give us. Maybe you can use that to be like, oh, this scientist created more thing creatures or something like that. I don't know. We'll give you him if you give us the Doc Doom. How about that? They're going to be like, I don't think that's fair. It was like, yeah, it's fair. Trust me. It's very fair. We've seen your product.
Oh, man.
Alex, he says, what do you think of DC's no joke policy?
Isn't that bullshit? It came from some irrefutable site. Right.
But then it got posted on another site, too, that wasn't. So I don't know if that's bullshit or not now.
Yeah, I didn't even see Seth Rogen came out. I don't know his connections are to DC.
Yeah, but whoa!
He came out, he's like, yeah, it's bullshit.
Was Green Hornet DC?
I think Green Hornet. Let me look that up real quick.
I can't remember.
What's Preacher? I know he's working on that. Is that Vertigo?
Oh, is he going to be Preacher?
No, I know he's writing it with Evan Goldberg.
Shit. He's writing? Oh, great.
Yeah.
Let me guess. He's going to be the star of the fucking thing, too.
I don't think he's starting it at all. I think he's just behind the scenes.
Oh, good. Somebody told him. No, nobody wants your fat ass on camera.
Yeah,
It's a non-funny ass.
Yeah, Green Hornet is DC.
Okay, well, I don't know. Well, it's not part of the DC universe. I don't think Preacher is neither, so I don't know how the fuck he would know that. I don't know if that's bullshit or not, but as far as I'm concerned, because there's been Screen Rant even posted that, which is a credible site. If that's true, I don't know what the fuck they're thinking, to be honest. I mean, you got to make jokes in these fucking movies. I don't care if they're just one-liners or what, but Man of Steel was just one big-ass laughable joke. And for them not to see that, I don't know how they could take that so serious. Especially the tornado scene. It's like, that was the deep scene. I was crying in tears. That wasn't so sad. That had an emotional impact on him. Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, come on, man. An emotional impact?
I'm thinking it's bullshit, man, because I'm looking at Chris Terrio's last film, Argo. That had a lot of good comedic writing in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had a lot of good comedic beats, and I can imagine that going past this time. Man, shit, I don't know. I could be wrong, but shit. Even past DC film, even fucking the Dark Knight trilogy that had jokes in that movie, in those movies.
Yeah,
like,
I was gonna
laugh out loud, funny, but like little quirky moments.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You don't have to have a laugh out, just have those moments. You know what? I did. You know what? I think this is true. I did read this in the LA Times. I read, what I read about it, though, is they were saying that DC didn't want to do that many jokes is because they tried that with Green Lantern. And I was like, that was supposed to be a comedy? I didn't even catch that because that movie was so fucking boring that I didn't. I read an article, and maybe it was just a prediction or whatever, so I don't know if this is, but never mind. I guess it's backtracking and going back, it is bullshit, whatever. But I was reading an article in LA Times, because for some reason I've been reading the paper a lot more lately. That they were writing about that that DC wanted to focus more on their more successful properties, such as the Dark Knight trilogy, and considering how Green Lantern was such a flop, which they even said that they tried to make that a comedy. I was like, oh really? Who the fuck was the comedy writer on that shit? Because I don't recall laughing at a goddamn thing. I don't think anything in that movie was supposed to be funny.
Yeah, everything in that movie that was funny was what's the word for it? Unintentionally funny.
Okay, I thought you were saying everything that was meant to be funny was Hector Hammond.
That's what I said, yeah.
And I don't even think he's supposed to be. I think you're supposed to take him serious, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's why it was so funny.
Yeah, because that's. I mean, come on now. Even if you wanted that to be funny, it's like, come on, man. You can't tell me you look at this shit and not laugh. Because that movie did feel like it tried to be a little too serious in its own right.
Yeah, at points. I can see that.
Yeah, especially towards the end or whatever, where he was like, you know, I think the problem why that movie felt more serious is because they tried to make Hal Jordan more serious.
You think so?
Yeah, he had moments where he was more serious than he was, I guess, goofy, if you will.
Okay, I'm not too sure about that.
Yeah, he had those moments where he kept bitching out and shit like that. Come on now, and all those training.
Bitching a lot, but I don't.
Yeah, he was trying. I was being serious.
Okay.
That's kind of being serious, whatever. I think he should have, like, goofed around with those. I think he should have been a little bit more excited and ecstatic of the shit that he was, especially as far as the look he had, because I thought he was taking that too serious. I thought he was a boring Green Lantern, to be honest.
Yeah, the writing didn't do any fucking favors, so.
No. Every look on his face was never a smile. It was always just, like, I would imagine somebody that got caught in this would be, like, amazed with this world or something like that. He was just looking like, what am I doing here? What's going on? He had the Mark Wahlberg look on his face the whole fucking time. Like, confused and shit, just. I never once remember if he smiled at that movie or not and shit like that. It's like, even when he was getting trained, he ran off like a little bitch and shit like that. And he took that shit all serious and shit. And then goes back to Earth and he's all taking that shit serious, whatever. He was a little too serious for me.
Yeah. I don't know, my problem, Man of Steel, fucking Superman didn't crack a smile until the last second of the movie.
Man, that dude didn't talk.
Yeah, he didn't look at the sun.
That motherfucker.
Russell Crowe talk.
That motherfucker had two modes of acting. That was looking up at the sky with a crooked neck.
Why am I here? Yeah, that's what he said.
I like, though, his father, the man that's raised him for all these years, which we're talking about, Jonathan Kent, raised him all these years. Don't use your powers. He finds some secret lair, some invisible man that tells him, put this costume on, and he feels like he's. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Man, for 33 years raised up with humans, and he gonna talk to this fucking AI.
He don't even know if that AI recognizes him. That AI could have been recorded for somebody else. Like, man. And then all of a sudden, he's got this perfectly fitted costume. He puts this shit on, and then next door, he's just like, I know what I must do now. It's just like, so Oh, man, that goes back to the amazing, what the problem I had with Amazing Spider-Man. It's not the fact that they changed how Uncle Ben is. It's the fact that that's not what made him Spider-Man. It's the fact that I don't see how a man that's raised you your whole life, who's had an influence on your life, the words he's taught you doesn't mean a goddamn thing to you when you see sons. It's like,
damn thing. You forget he's a part of the damn franchise.
Because Wayne brought that shit up on a pod saying that we hated the origins of Ben Parker and shit. Like, he was talking shit. I was like, I wanted to say, no, I didn't hate that part. It's not, that's not what bugged me about. What bugged me about the way he died and whatever is the fact that that's not what made him become Spider-Man. It's the fact that he saved some kid on a bridge and he fucking didn't even know. Made him finally realize, maybe I should use these powers for good. I'm just like, really? Some random fucking child you just fucking saved? Oh, okay. Yeah. You've got to be fucking kidding me. Compared to the man that's raised you your whole life, the same goes with this one. The man that raised you your whole life, you really just gonna be like, I saw an invisible AI in some spaceship or something like that. He gave me a suit. I don't question it at all. I don't think it's nothing. I believe him for some reason. I have a connection with him. Next you know, he's batting off words. You know what this symbol means, right? Just is like, dude, come on. Man. Dude, shit. Oh, man. I don't. That was silly to me.
It was pretty baffling.
That was silly. So I think if they would have made that at least funny, like if they would have took that in a comical take, or I probably would have went along with it. But since they took that shit so serious, you just like,
oh God, did they?
Cranking that music up. Oh man, you can't help but laugh. But Green Lantern, man, that's a goddamn joke. But I did read about that. If that's the way DC want to go, all I can say is then if that's how it's gonna go, I can't wait for the Batman films. The rest of the shit, I don't know how I'm gonna feel about that.
Yeah, because I definitely don't want to see a fucking Shazam movie that takes itself seriously. I'm like,
how the fuck can you take an Aquaman movie serious? Seriously.
Shazam's like with no movie. I'm like,
answer that question, Cody. How the fuck can you take an Aquaman movie serious?
You cannot.
You know it's bad when they made the sidekick you never even heard of better, Aqualad, better than him.
Aqualad.
Damn, Young Justice made Aqualad cool and still made Aquaman a bitch in the background. Oh,
man.
How bad is that? When you'd rather see... they always talk about diversity in Marvel. What about the diversity in fucking DC right now? Shit. I'd rather see an Aqualad movie than I would a fucking Aquaman movie.
This point, I don't really know.
Yeah, and that's not to say I want to see an Aqualad movie. I was just saying if I had a choice between the two, I'd rather see that. Shit. At least his powers can do something. He can make water weapons and shit like that. That's cool. Shit. His powers can be used outside of water. I'd like to talk to Aqualad. How did he become your king again? Jesus Christ, dude. y'all fucking with me, right? Anyway. Oh, man. what DC movie would you like to see, Cody?
Would I like to see?
I'm curious about that. I'm going to expand out here. What DC movie would you like to see? I don't think I've ever heard you answer that before. I mean, I think you know what I want to see, which is Static Shock.
What I would love to see is a Green Lantern Corps movie.
Oh, dude, I should never ask you that question. Now you just gave me a boner.
Have Hal Jordan, John Stewart, Guy Gardner, all those motherfuckers in there. Kyle Rayner, if you want to throw him in there too.
All right, next question. I should never ask you that. Just broke my heart. You ain't never gonna see that. Damn. that's the last time I ever asked you a question, nigga. Yeah, you made me sick again, nigga. Shit. Fuck, man. You pretty much asking it for the happening. That's what you asked for. You asking for some shit that's never gonna happen. Why you gotta be so complicated, nigga? Damn, you just couldn't say, I don't know, shit, fucking Teen Titans movie. I believe that before I see that Green Lantern. Cynthia, last question I got here is, and this comes from my As Beloved, So Below, what is that? As Above, So Below movie, whatever the fuck that movie's called. As Above, Piece of Shit, that's what I like to call it. My God, man, shaky cam, that's all I got to say. All through the film, too. Just shaky cam all the fucking way through. Cynthia says, what do you guys think they need to do to start making these horror films better? How about a script?
Yeah, a script. Lay off the jump scares.
Better actors.
Get rid of the
found
footage.
Get rid of the found footage.
Sorry, you're in a good path right there. Yeah.
Get actors that ain't starred as a rapper or singer or nothing like that.
It's not all about seeing shit. If they incorporate, because the whole I like is very much psychological.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about, you know, the jump. I fucking hate jump scares.
I was going to say, I got a question for you, too, because I know a lot, they've been talking about that with the Doctor Strange movie. Do you think that'll work in Doctor Strange? Because all the mystical, magical shit that be going on there and stuff like that. I actually kind of like that element that it brings. So I'd be curious to see if that horror element works in other action films or something. I'd be like, wow, I guess horror doesn't work for horror no more, but it works in action films.
Yeah.
Because I've seen other movie genres where I've seen horror elements in it that worked.
Like I mentioned before, True Detective had a lot of horror elements in it, man. And that shit scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah, I was about to say. You know what? A movie that came out last year, too, last summer, World War Z, the last third act or whatever, it wasn't scary, but I thought those scenes were very intense. It had a lot of tense moments or whatever and shit. I don't even know why, too. I'm trying to remember why, but I remember I guess when they were trapped in that room or whatever, and Brad Pitt was trying to make it across one side to the other side with the one zombie, I guess. I don't know, but I thought those had some good horror elements to it or whatever. And I agree with Cody, too. It's not what you see in the movie. I think it's what you do with it, mindfuck. And let's be real. Horror movies are jokes.
Yeah.
And I don't think they take them too serious. I mean, when you get actors that performed in MTV and shit like that, I mean, that goes to show me. I think their problem with horror is they're thinking too cheap with it.
Yeah.
And found footage is definitely one way of how they're doing it. And then you get some unknown actors who we know aren't good.
Yeah, and then they keep using these previous properties that get rebooted every fucking 2 years.
Yeah, and
same characters, they just get so fucking stale.
And they don't go for the psychological element, they go for more of it's supernatural, so just believe some shit is happening. It's just like, right. Yeah, but you need to set that up better than what you did. You just can't say, these people moved into a house, it's haunted.
Yeah.
Okay, then when they're sleeping, just cabinet doors are closing, or somebody's walking past their bedroom or some shit like this, like... That doesn't work at all.
Yeah, have a better setup too, man. No more cabins in the woods. No more abandoned houses.
I told you, man. Cabin in the Woods ruined Cabin in the Woods films for me.
Yeah.
It really fucking did. Because when I saw Evil Dead, the remake, I was just like, wow, they should have released this way before Cabin in the Woods came out because...
that movie was just all shock.
It really was. I mean, that movie was... Because people say that was one of the best horror movies that came out in a while. I was just like, that movie was some... That was some blood fanatic movie.
Yeah, this would be cool like 20 years ago. Now, I don't know.
Yeah, I think me and Lena said, it was like, we're not some 16-year-old kids no more where, oh, I got to see blood or something like that, whatever. It's like, because everything else in this movie was bad, if you want to take that really out. And the shit was a cash grab. Let's be real about that.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody that denies that, you're a fucking retard.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, but it definitely, that found footage shit, that shit got to go. And the main reason why that shit's got to go is because found footage is there to make you believe that this shit is real. And we know this is some bullshit. We know this is some fucking bullshit. They did this shit at this movie too, Cody. They tried to set up these events. I just like, oh my God. When you do that shit at the beginning of the film, I'm already rolling my eyes. I'm just like.
You have to. What else can you do with this?
You gotta be fucking kidding. And then when the camera kept shaking and shit. And then for the whole movie. It's not the fact that you don't see shit, first of all, but when you tell me they're going to hell. They literally said they're going to hell. They read an inscription that said this is hell. And all you see is Trayvon Martin sitting in a chair wearing a black hoodie and just creeping in the hallway. You just like, man, hell has got to be the most boring fucking place I've ever fucking seen in my life. Shit. This movie had the actually audacity to say, no, they actually had the balls to say we're going to hell. And this inscription says, we lose all hope. We ain't coming back. And then when you get there, it's got to be more boring than the fucking setup was. And you're just like, wow, hell must be a very vacant place then. I guess God lets everyone in.
So are you telling me Tyler Perry's version of hell is better than this version of
it was.
Damn.
Tyler Perry's version of hell is a lot more entertaining. I'm telling you, all you saw was Trayvon Martin sitting down in a chair. With that bitch from any of them haunting movies or whatever, like... The possession movies or whatever with the white dress on just creeping in the background. Matter of fact, that shit went.
Had that in here too?
Yeah, that, and it went nowhere too.
Oh my God.
She pops up in two scenes where she's just in the background. The only person that sees her is the black guy. And I'm just like, black guy and white woman. That must be cool right there. That's cliche. And like, she just pops up in the background and then you never see her again or whatever. You just like. And then there's a scene, like the movie is 2 hours long and it takes almost them the whole day to get through this cave. And at the end of the movie, this bitch runs.
didn't say it was 2 hours.
It's about an hour and 40, if I'm not mistaken. That's pushing 2 hours for me. Yeah. With the trailers and shit, that's pushing 2 hours.
Like, 5 hours, 4 hours? Yeah, way too long.
That's way too long. At the end of the movie, this bitch runs back to go back to where they first started, and she gets there in 5 minutes. I'm like, y'all should have just fucking ran in the first fucking place then to get to the point where y'all was at.
Yeah, it only took 5 minutes.
Jesus, fucking. And then, like some dried up script keepers are popping up while she's running and shit, and she's just smacking over her camera. I'm just like, now I'm really not scared, because if you can just do that, Jesus Christ, this movie has no elements of horror whatsoever at all.
Yeah, they fell just by everything.
You know, I was so tempted to have you motherfuckers go see it too, because I was like, man, the horror genre is so great to pick at now. And I see there's a lot coming out. I think we should add that to the darkest of the movie, because that shit is just hilarious now. And I wish you would have been there in that theater with me to laugh at that, because I was laughing like, y'all got to be fucking kidding me. Come on now, man. Man, no, come on now. If someone came up to you, Cody, and said, I need your help to dig 5,000 feet underground or whatever in these catacombs that are abandoned, and you say, why would I do that? And they say, because there could be treasure down there. Would you not laugh at them or just be like, sure, let's go?
Oh, yeah, laugh in the goddamn face.
Thank you. Okay, damn. That was a setup of this film, how she got her team together.
Wow.
There's treasure down there. I was like, you gotta be... come on now. This movie is set in 2014. Ain't no fucking treasure down there. Come on, shit. Even if that was believable. Come on, man. Come on. And then when they get down there, the guy tells them, don't go down there. I've seen someone go down there. He's never come back. Why the fuck are you down here? I don't think the treasure is worth that then. If you know somebody that's actually went down there who's never came back, why would you go along with this then? I don't... Oh, my God.
It's cynical shit.
That's the thing about horror movies is they keep doing shit like that. It's like one scene they set up something. That's the premise of the film. The next scene, they go against it. And he's just like, didn't that actor just say this? Okay. I don't feel no sympathy for that motherfucker now if this happens.
Man, taking the shit apart.
Yeah, I think horror is a joke, and I don't think it's getting no better, to be honest. So, yeah, that's for me. That shit is horrible.
I agree with you, man.
Yeah.
Get a good horror movie.
If I ever get that, man, I'll fucking do a backflip. I thought Sinister was good. I don't think it was scary, though, but I thought it was good just on the fact that they actually got characters in there that actually had a good premise set up and shit. Mm-hmm. As far as everything else, I was just like, I'm not terrified by this or anything, but I thought it had some elements to it that they could have definitely evolved into a little bit more, but since we found out this is a franchise, but then again, it's just, I guess Ethan Hawke is dead now, so they're getting new characters, so never mind. Yeah. I was going to say, maybe the first one was just a build-up of that character, now we're going to move on to the actual Scare Festival, but whatever. But I'm interested to see that in other elements. I mean, fucking, I've seen movies, what's that movie? I Saw the Devil? That's a horror movie for your ass. Shit. Now that's some scary shit right there. but let's get in some box office now. That's the scariest movie I've seen in years. Shit. This dude talking about, you don't want to fuck me? You think it's sick that I'm fucking you? Yeah, she's 15, bro. That is sick. Picked her up out of the school bus. What do you mean? Box office talk, man. Number 5. Let's Be Cops.
Yeah, still up there, huh?
Yeah, I know. I'm shocked. Sure. But then again, ain't shit coming out, so I'm not that shocked. Brought in $8.2 million. The budget on that, which I actually think was $17 million, yeah. Brought in $59 million domestically, $9 million overseas, $69 million worldwide. Goddamn, it's going to be a sequel.
That's a good sequel for sure.
Let's Be Cops again.
Yep, like I said last week.
That's exactly what you said last week. That's the best sequel. That's the sequel that's going to be. Let's Be Cops for the third time. How about that? The trilogy. Jesus. The trilogy is coming, baby.
Let's Be Cops the third.
Jesus Christ. It's going to come out before Bad Boys 3. You wait and see.
Oh, my God.
That's the new Bad Boys series.
No, that just got confirmed, too, apparently.
Jesus Christ. That got pushed back because of Transformers. You know that, right? Damn, my face. I got to work on my moneymaker, baby. Fuck that movie. Number 4 brought in $8.6 million. As Above, So Below. That movie cost $5 million, so bringing in $10 million, $2 million overseas, $12 million. That's another thing about these movies. They know they don't give a fuck about it, because they don't even have to make it nowhere in the top five, and they'll still get their money back.
It still cost shit. I'm surprised it cost $5 million.
The only reason it cost that because they was in France the whole time. France was the money man. Location cost money. That's what it was.
Yeah. That's true.
Because I'm telling you, all you see is Trayvon Martin in the movie. I remember saying, I'm telling you, man, I love this scene too because all I saw them was reading that script and saying, lose all hope. You now enter hell. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And all you see in the background is this, like, orange, like, they're showing a silhouette of fire and shit. And then you hear some guy screaming in the background shit. I'm like, somebody getting fucked in there. The devil is fucking somebody right now. And then next thing they go in this room, and all you see is this black dude, this dude sitting in a hoodie on a chair, and he ain't moving and shit like that. He's just like, is that supposed to be the devil? You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Man, they might as well go the Doom route.
No!
Take out hell completely.
Man, they damn near just got Ghostface the Killer from Screaming. They put him in a Ghostface. That damn near what he was in. He was in a fucking robe and shit like that, whatever, and just sat his ass down and said, don't move. We don't want you to fuck up your camera angle. Shit. That was, man, fuck that movie, dude.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I can't wait to see that movie, The Pyramids.
Oh, fuck, dude.
It looked like the same shit. It sounded
like the same shit.
Just booby traps and shit like this. Like, of course there's booby traps in here.
Yeah, it's a goddamn pyramid.
Jesus Christ. It's a catacomb that they try to hide their gold in. You don't think they... Yeah. Okay. It's a known fact that they got traps in these motherfuckers. Why do you... Oh, God. Let's see. Number three. Staying at number three. I ain't going nowhere. Chloe Moretz saying $9.3 million with If I Stay.
Goddamn right, I'm staying.
Damn, I hate to say this. Is this the most money she's ever made off a movie?
Shit, I think so.
This movie cost $11 million. It's got $32 million over here and $4 million overseas, $36 million worldwide. Because her movies usually don't do that well.
No, they don't.
I know, what was that movie? Actually, that was Let Me In.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was good.
And that was a remake horror film, too. I actually enjoyed that a lot. Because you know why? Because they gave us characters I actually gave a fuck about.
Right.
And it was actually had a nice premise to it. Yeah, because other than this, because Kick-Ass barely made his budget back. And the Kick-Ass 2, if I'm not mistaken, didn't... Yeah, I think worldwide it made his money back, but over both areas, it failed. So, was Carrie failed. Wasn't that good anyway. And this one seems to be succeeding. Oh, God. Does that mean Chloe Moretz is going to start doing romantic comedies now?
Oh, joy.
Or romantic love movies or something like that? Oh. Damn. Finally had an actress that was going out above that now. Yep. Wasn't working for her, so now it's going to be like, I got to stick to that shit then.
Goddamn.
I like her as an actress, too. I think she's good.
Yeah, I like her.
I'm not trying to fuck her like Z is, but...
You have morals.
The thing is, I don't have morals, but damn. The way Z tries to fuck her, man, it's like, dude. I remember we talking about who we cast as the Power Rangers. That motherfucker, Chloe Moretz's Pink Ranger. I was like, damn, nigga, you said that quick. shit, dude. It's like, why would you cast the underage girl as the one that is going to be the eye candy? That's fucked up, dude. Damn, you didn't hesitate at all.
He's counting down, man. Counting down the day. It's the 18th birthday. Like,
it's kind of scary, actually. A little scared. You're raping a bitch.
I'm scared, too.
I'm scared for her and his restraining order. But anyway.
Yeah, I feel that at her next movie.
Oh, that Denzel movie. He's going to have a fucking gold mine. He's going to be like, oh. He's going to be blowing his mind or whatever and shit. Or he might just get mind fucked like I did when Kat Dennings played a hooker, but. Because, yeah, that mind fucked me too, because I was excited to see that, and she never wants to take her clothes off, and I was very heartbroken by that. And I was like, oh, it's an independent film, bitch. You can take your clothes off in this movie. Take them off. Take them off. That's what independent is for. Nobody's going to see this shit but me. Number two film. Staying at number two. These movies ain't going nowhere. $11.9 million. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Those turtles.
$125 million, $166 million domestically, $112 million overseas, $278 million. God damn.
Turtle power.
So do you think this is going to hit the $200 million mark domestically? It sure is looking that way.
It's going to good question.
It's got 34 million to go.
Yeah. I don't see it dropping down too much next week either, or this coming week. So.
Nope.
Yeah, I think it has a good chance.
Because let's say next week it brings in probably about another 10 million. Yeah, 30 million away. I think it'll slowly make it. I think it'll do an Amazing Spider-Man. Actually, it might do better than that. So that movie took fucking 2 weeks just to get that 1 million left it had. I know one thing though, it is gonna cross domestically. I mean, worldwide, 300 million.
Yeah,
that is and now the number one film of the year now actually, which was only $2 million away from Captain America, but it beat that by 17 now. Wow. And bringing in $17 million, which is fucking pretty nice for it's what, fifth week now?
Fifth week.
And that's fucking nice shit. 17 million, Guardians of the fucking Galaxy.
Yep.
$170 million budget, $280.4 million domestically, $273.1 million overseas, $553.5 million of them things worldwide. It's a failure, dude. Yeah. Didn't do shit.
Yeah, Marvel fucked up with this one.
Yeah, Marvel fucked up with this one. Maybe the marketing should have been better. I don't know. I feel sorry for the movie actually, because I actually liked it.
James Gunn, man.
Yeah, I feel sorry. He can't never get a break, can he?
Oh, he can't.
He's my version of Edgar Wright, then I guess.
Yeah, man, seriously.
Just can't hit it. No, this movie's definitely gonna hit 300 million. If you got a question about Turtles, this one's hitting 300 million.
Oh yeah.
Damn, domestically, 300 million, that'd be pretty fucking good for these unknown characters that everybody kept saying. Uh-huh. Hell, including my ass, shit. Why do you think that is with this one?
It's fun, man. It really is. It's almost like a throwback to those 80s movies, man, where it just like kind of like balls out, didn't give a fuck. But it paid homage to them.
Yeah. I think this is the best homage I've seen, then, if we had to go that route, then, because I didn't feel like I was being crowbarred or hit over the head with these things or anything like that. I would go ahead and say, I had a talk with someone the other day, who was debating, and I was just like, fuck, I'm just going ahead and say it. Guardians of the Galaxy is my favorite Marvel movie. I'm going to say it. I don't give a shit. It's my favorite Marvel movie. And he told me Captain America was his favorite, and he was telling me that, he was like, yeah, but a lot of people are saying that Guardians are their favorite now. He's like, why do you think that is? And I was like, well, if I had to put it down on paper, Captain America 2 is a better film, but I think Guardians of the Galaxy speaks more for a wider audience. And that's just because I think Captain America has a lot more slow paces to it, where I think where this one is just, you know, the space non-action style of it and shit like that. And I don't know not one person that doesn't like that. Whereas Captain America, Winter Soldier, you know, they had to, which I'm not complaining about. I love those fucking parts. For me, those are the best parts of any superhero film. I think people just, I don't know, maybe that slowed it down for them. I'm taking a guess here, but I was going to ask you, why do you think that, if you have an answer?
Why I think Guardians is so successful?
A lot more people are saying that this is their favorite Marvel movie. It's mainly over Captain America, Winter Soldier as well.
It's very approachable. Whereas, you know, Captain America is very much a spy thriller. It feels a bit more adult.
Yeah.
And this one, you take a kid, so there's a lot of adult-oriented jokes in this movie, granted. But there's something here for everybody, man. I mean, and I'm sure, like, even older people, when they came here to see the movie, when they heard that soundtrack playing, they had nostalgic a bit and, you know, having fun. It's like a party, man. It's one big party.
You know, the one thing I had about this, too, I remember talking to someone, because I told her the soundtrack, and I was just like, even I had to tell her, I was like, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't even know how they're going to incorporate this soundtrack into the movie, to be honest. I'm like, the track, because I had the soundtrack before the movie even came out, and I was like, this soundtrack don't even sound like it would fit with this. I don't get that at all, but it fit well. It fit very fucking well, actually. Another thing, what I liked about it, too, is you brought up a good point here, where I said it's wide range for everyone, and you said it's adult-oriented, but you can take a kid, is I never once got that feel that it was PG-13.
You did?
No, I got that feel. Let's say, I don't think that's a good way of explaining it. I never got that feel that a rating was attached to it. I thought there was moments in it where it was for everyone, whether it was from PG to R. But then again, the standards with R nowadays is so fucking blatant that you don't even...
Yeah,
they're so out there that, you know, I feel like it wasn't, even though with Disney on it and Marvel doing the whole family, you know, the family fun movies and stuff like that, I never once got that vibe. I felt like it was very different. Even though it does follow the formula of Marvel, I felt like it was very different outside of the Marvel
universe. Yeah, definitely.
So I don't know. That's my reason why I love it more. But I'm still curious of why a lot of other people are saying this is the best movie I've ever seen, which I'm shocked, to be honest, because I did not think this movie was doing that well.
No, I actually did it well. This well, no, I can't imagine.
That soundtrack is still number one on the Billboard.
Yeah, I saw that.
That fucking the soundtrack. When's the last time a superhero soundtrack has been number one on Billboard?
Yeah, I cannot remember.
Never. Probably. Yeah, probably never. But man, let's get some Blu-ray releases. Cause speaking of some Marvel things, the Marvel things.
Is that the one?
Yeah, Spider-Man 2, the unrated Blu-ray version.
Yeah, fuck you.
They have multiple releases, man. Last time it was the DVD version. This is the Blu-ray. Next week is the unrated, uncut.
Is this the Electro Edition?
The Electro Edition. Yeah, that's right. You get the Electro head with it.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it's like, it opens up. You get to, like, you know, like, put, like, I don't know, like, oh, if you, like, get, like, rub your feet on the carpet and touch it, you get that static shock with it. You know, you get to touch it.
Have you actually seen that one that comes with the electro head? Have
yeah, it lights up and shit.
That looks so fucking terrible.
It looked horrible, dude. I'm sorry. First of all, Jamie Foxx's electro, it just looks bad. Jamie Foxx has a goofy face.
Yeah.
And seeing him in blue, it doesn't look well on him at all. And the fact that they're marketing this movie with his face on all the covers and shit, I'm just like, it doesn't look right. Bald head. That shit, it don't look good at all.
Yeah, they market Electro as if he's an actual character.
Even, you know what's funny? Because even, I was sick, I was watching Spider-Man Unlimited? Where the fuck that new Spider-Man show they got? I was catching up on season two, I was watching
Ultimate
all of it.
Spider-Man?
Yeah, Ultimate Spider-Man. I was watching season two of it. I just binge-watched through on Netflix. And they even made a joke about it. Spider-Man himself calls Electro a second-tier character to me. And the funny thing is, I checked it out. The movie got in production the same time that episode came out.
I can't believe that show actually said something clever.
And I said, do these animation departments work different with these movies? Because they just straight up said, blatantly, because everybody knows in this Spider-Man show, he has a team and shit like that. And with this, he goes back and tells the team, Electro's nothing to me. He's a second tier. They even make a comic strip about him in this, because they do look like the little breaking the third wall shit, do comic strip where multiple times Spider-Man and beat him up by silly ways and shit like that. And they did that shit, and I was just looking at it like, wow. they actually did that, and yet this movie is marketing Electro like he's this big villain that someone gives a film. Just like, oh, okay. Okay. They even make jokes about the Sinister Six in this fucking film. I mean, that show too. Yeah.
Wow, okay. I think Disney's onto something.
Disney trying to tell y'all something, actually. You know, I didn't think about that. I think Disney trying to tell y'all something. Hey, yo, we know this show is crappy, but we about to make fun of y'all real quick. We about to show y'all, don't nobody give a fuck about these villains, okay? And they put the main focus on Green Goblin and Venom, which are the two characters people do give a fuck about. Like, they even make jokes about Kraven and shit. Like, it's like, nobody wants to see that shit. Nobody want that shit. But, Blu-ray releases, man. We got a lot of limited releases this week, which actually, a lot of them, I can say I actually like some of these. But the main releases, man, I know you're excited about this movie, man. We just talked about it. I know you're excited about the actor of all actors, bruh.
Here we go.
Here we go. Brick Mansion.
Yes!
The RZA! Yes!
Oh, man, I cannot. Man, I've been looking forward to this. Oh, man, I missed him out of my chance, man. I saw it twice in theaters.
Paul Walker's last film, too. Paul Walker's last film, the RZA's greatest film adaptation. He's Chef Boyard Negro, you know?
This movie just missed my top five list, too.
Man, I'm telling you, dude.
Just missed it.
Paul Walker, RZA, David Bell, what else could you want?
And it's a Luc Besson film? Is it Luc Besson film?
Parkour? He produced it. I know he made the original.
Okay, yeah. You know, Luc Besson, that's something.
If I'm not mistaken, he wrote it, though.
Oh, shit.
I know the director that did this, he's doing Transporter 4 next year.
He's doing a Transporter 4?
Yeah, he's the director on it. It's Camille Delamar. Actually, I see something on his list, too, that says Transporter Legacy. What the fuck is that?
What? Oh, okay. Dude, like some boring shit?
Wow. So, yeah, and both of those are scheduled for 2015. So, Transporter, Transporter, that's what it's called, the Transporter Legacy and Transporter 4 comes out. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Transporter Legacy?
Yes. Aren't you excited? You're speechless. You're so excited, you're speechless. I love when Cody gets excited because he just gets so speechless. He's like a child, you know? He's just, he's so full of himself. He's like a kid in a candy store. He just can't control himself.
Exactly, man.
God damn. But the Brick Mansion, dude, hey, man, high class film right there. High class.
Mansions, man. Underrated. Underrated, I tell you.
And then this other low film coming out, Captain America, the Winter Soldier. I mean, ain't nobody. I don't care about it. But back to Brick Mansion now.
Yeah. That's some real shit.
That's some real shit. Don't nobody want to care about this dude carrying around no fucking shield with some black dude that can fly or something like that.
That's a snake. Yeah, I feel like you fuck about that shit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, anything. If anything, we was talking about multicultures and stuff like that in these films and, diversity and shit. I will say this is probably the first superhero film I can recognize. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Cody can correct me on it. That I saw where the sidekick wasn't introduced as a sidekick.
Probably right.
Because did Anthony Mackie ever feel like a partner or a sidekick, or did he feel like his own standalone character in the film?
He didn't feel like his own standalone character. Yeah, I'll give you that one.
And by sidekick and character, because obviously we know in the comics he's nothing to. I mean, Falcon is nothing in the books but a sidekick.
I would say. War Machine, the way he was introduced, didn't necessarily feel like a psychic either. I mean, I'm not crazy about what they've done with his character.
Oh, okay, I get that, yeah.
That he was introduced, I thought, yeah, okay, yeah, this is like your typical, you know, psychic.
You think it's just because Don Cheadle was like, fuck you, Tony Stark? Because it seemed like, hey, look, if you're in danger, I got you, but any otherwise, I'm fuck you.
Yeah, that's kind of what it seems like, yeah. Yeah, they don't seem too friendly, at least Rhodey doesn't seem too friendly.
Hey, you remember fucking Terrence Howard and when he's like, I'm giving this nigga an award, he gambling all that, like, what the fuck? I don't think anyone can be friends with Tony Stark for too long.
Nope.
Yeah, this is and Rhodey's his best friend. He stood him up how many times? Shit. So imagine if you were just a second friend to the side or something like. It's like, yeah, I don't know. And he works for S.H.I.E.L.D. and he sticks a tracer on them. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if you necessarily could consider him a friend. I'm telling you, He's the likable Batman in some parts, if you can say that. But yet, but you still can't trust him because in his own way, he's kind of fucked up and paranoid.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So yeah, Batman's just more out there, just saying like, I don't trust you.
For this new Avengers film, so yeah, he's definitely paranoid.
Batman tells you to his face, look, I just don't like you. I mean, I love when the Justice League. That's like one part of the Justice League I love when they confront. It's like what. Who would have such things to our weaknesses like that? And he was like, I did. And I was just like, damn, Batman, you could have, like, worked up, like, gave him some hot chocolate or something like that. And was like, here you guys go. I mean, you fucking hurt Wonder Woman for all that. And you just pretty much straight up told him, look, bitch, I don't trust you. So I was like, damn, dude.
This is the one thing I love. One, among other things. Batman is just so fucking blunt. You remember Arkham City where Robin tries to come in and help?
He's like, get out of here.
He's like, basically, get the fuck out of here.
It's like, dude, shit. Man, like, you just don't get, like, you stand in a room right now with, like, seven other powerful people, and you just straight up told them, yeah, I made these plans to take y'all down.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, my ass would have been by the teleporter just pressing the buttons. Yeah, I did that, me. And then just turn my but just so they don't hit my ass or something like that. I mean, shit. And his ass is black, calm as fuck, too, just sitting there like, and I did it, yeah, so fuck y'all. And so calm to just walk away about it. I'm just like, damn. Where Tony Stark do it, he'll have a drink with you and say, hey, I did that to you, but you know, hey, man, we go gang hit. Like, he'll do it in a way where you'll still like him.
Yeah.
Batman wants you not to like him. I don't get that.
Tony's not gonna fuck either, man. Slight variations.
Yeah. It's the whole variations of drinking. It's what drinking does. One's an alcoholic and clearly the other isn't. If Batman drank a little, maybe he probably would be like that.
Oh, he'd definitely be Tony Stark if he drank, yeah.
But since he doesn't drink or anything like that, he's so fucked up in the air. He doesn't... Jesus Christ. You talk about the mental states of Tony Stark and fucking Batman. They fucking heads. Where the hell they heads is that? Man, I know you're excited about Brick Mansion, but we gotta talk about some movies that's coming out now, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to something else, man.
Yeah, I know. I know. Calm down, bro. Calm down, dude. Come on. Hey, you know, Tom Hardy's got a new film coming out this week.
Yeah, fuck about Tom Hardy.
I know, man, because, you know, I told you about... I should have saved RZA for last. I should have just did that.
You really should have, man.
I don't know what I was thinking, but him and Naomi Rapace and James Gandolfini, they're in this film, and I've heard good things about it. It's called The Drop. I think this is a Russian film, if I'm not mistaken.
A Russian film, okay.
Yeah, so everybody knows I love Tom Hardy, man. Mm-hmm. I love Tom Hardy. I think he's a great actor. Hell, even in Dark Knight Rises, I love what they did with him. The fact that you can tell with that who that was as an actor. I wish they never would have said who that was, so I would have never guessed it. But I'm curious to see that just because of him. It's a lot of good indie films coming out this week, but unless you live in LA or New York, then you're fucked. So this is mainly for me and Cody time right now. Yeah. Cody, you love James McAvoy.
I do.
I love him too. He's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, he's starting to come up with mine too.
You like Jessica Chastain?
I do.
You like William Hurt?
I do like William Hurt.
I do too. Viola Davis?
Yeah.
Bill Hader?
Yes, I do.
Man, then how about we see this movie, The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby.
The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby?
It's actually a romantic drama.
Okay, I'm afraid I put that romantic comedy out there. You said drama. Okay.
Got 100%. It's played at a lot of film festivals earlier this year. Now, here's the thing about this. The Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein, this is two separate movies put into one.
Really?
That's why I'm curious to see this film now. Because I'm hearing some people say it worked, and some saying that I feel like it worked in some parts, but definitely not. Joel Edgerton was rumored to play the part of James McAvoy, but James McAvoy took over Joel Edgerton. I forgot he was doing something else or whatever. Probably not doing a goddamn thing, just didn't want to do it. but it's two separate movies based on Jessica Chastain's character and James McAvoy's character. And somehow the Weinstein brothers got together and formed it together as one movie.
Really?
And it's getting rave reviews about it.
Huh, so the movies themselves are completely unrelated. Is that what you're telling me?
If I'm not mistaken, it's called His and Her. The separate movies. If I'm not mistaken. I remember it was His and Him or some shit like that or whatever stuff. So, or Him and His or something like I can't remember the call or whatever. I was doing a lot of research on it over the weekend while I was sick and shit. And I was like, okay. Wow, I'm curious to see this now. And, there was a lot of people were saying that James McAvoy, they wish they would have saw Joel Edgerton in it because it's like, how could anyone be mad at James McAvoy? He's so charming and nice or whatever, because Jessica Chastain is a straight-up bitch in the whole movie.
Okay.
They say she plays a bitch beyond any other bitch in a movie you've ever seen. And I'm like, well, she kind of looks that way, so.
Yeah, I
kind of
see that, yeah.
I mean, Jessica Chastain, let's be real, she looks like she's demanding. She looked like if she said, Cody, didn't I tell you to take that fucking trash out now? She meant take that trash out now.
Yeah, you're right.
You're looking at it right now. It's like, she looks like, look, that's why I think she, you said it best. I think she'd make a great Batman villain because, you know, he don't give a fuck. She don't give a fuck. So, you know, but she has this look on her face. Like, and I can see Cody now, like, I told you I'd take it out after the game. Okay, nigga, come here. I could have sworn. Look at here. Babe, you said you weren't going to use those words. Yeah, but I told you to take this fucking trash out now. Now, get your black ass up and take this fucking... That's what she looked like. I watched the trailer of it. It looked really interesting. I'm really curious to see this film. I really want to go see it just because of that aspect of taking two totally separate movies, which I hear are based on the same thing, though. Like, basically... Obviously, it's a romantic drama movie or whatever stuff. So, basically, it's just the thing with Jessica Chastain's side, you never see the man in her movie.
Okay.
And in James McAvoy's film, you never see the woman in his movie. So, they just put it together now.
Hmm.
So, it's like they're telling two different two stories of each other, and you're going back and forth with them. And I hear they argue a lot. I hear Jessica Chastain is a straight-up bitch. And James McAvoy, once again, I hear he's putting a lot of emotion into it once again. I was like, man, this guy is just... If you need a drama, I'm telling you, get James McAvoy. This guy, he just ranges off emotion.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably on my new fuck list now. You gonna cry for me, James? Huh? You gonna cry for me? Speaking of, you know what? Speaking of Bill Hader, he's got a movie coming out with Kristen Wiig, another indie film, whatever, if you will.
Okay.
It's getting a lot of reviews as well. Comedy film at that, too. Obviously, because Bill Hader's in it. And Kristen Wiig. Drama comedy. Dramedy, if you will.
Right.
It's got Luke Wilson in it, Ty Burrell. Got a lot of people I like in there. It's called The Skeleton Twins.
So Bill Hader's
on
his little indie kick right now.
Yeah, so it looks like I'm going to have to fill my best of list this year with a lot of indie shit, because I ain't seeing
nothing. Yeah, all mainstream.
And the last indie film, if I want to talk about, is just because I can't believe that there's actually a third one. Atlas Shrugged.
Wow, they actually made...
Who is John Galt? Goddamn.
Who is...
There was a third book? I didn't even know that.
I had no idea.
Who the fuck is John Galt? I didn't even know there was a third book.
Yeah, I had to shrug, man.
Man, these movies keep failing, and yet they keep making it.
Yeah, the franchise will keep on giving.
They must have just, they must have made a contract and just said, you got to make three movies or more, for all I know. These movies keep coming out of nowhere around this time, too. And just,
yeah, they just made like all three of them at the same time, like years ago.
It seems like they're coming back to back here now.
Yeah.
Because last year, the second one came out, right? Or was it the year before? I think it was 2012. I can't remember. Whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. You ever read the book?
No.
Man, they made me read this shit in English, because that shit was boring as fuck. I don't know who Atlas Shrugged or Ayn Rand is. Fuck that bitch, though.
Yeah, I heard Ayn Rand. That's what I call them. Because the inspiration from.
Yeah, fuck her. I remember I saw a South Park episode where they made fun of her, and I was like, good, fuck her. Because, people, this is an old-ass South Park, too. Remember where they said Officer Barbaretti couldn't read?
Okay, yeah, I kind of remember that one.
And at the end of the story, at the end of the show, the book reader gave him a book that was Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. And he was just like, now that I know how to read, I've read this whole book right here, Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, and all I got to say is, I never want to fucking read again. He said, this is the most boring, misogynistic book I've ever read, and I never want to read a piece of garbage ever again like this kid. So fuck you, Ayn Rand. I was like, God damn. And you know what the funny thing was? After reading that book in high school, it really did make me never want to fucking read again. That shit is fucking dragging and boring, and God damn, man, she is just knocking you over the head with her points of views. Yeah, and the fact that you gotta write a paper on that shit too, that's what burns you.
Ugh.
Thank God for the back of the book. And Wikipedia.
Spot notes.
Yeah. Now let's get into the wide releases, Cody. I know that's what you're excited about.
Oh yeah, you know I am. You gotta let me some wide releases.
Man, you love Morgan Freeman too, I know that.
Well, yeah, back to 2005.
Hey, I know you love Warner Brothers too, man.
I take that back. Back in 2008 when Wanted came out.
Oh. Hey, I rewatched that when I was sick. I had to stop watching it because I was coughing so hard from laughing. That shit was laughable. Man, that shit was... I like it. I'm going to throw that... I like it. That shit was funny. That was the funniest shit I've seen all weekend. I was like, laugh. I was like, I kind of like this. It's so stupid, it's funny. Oh my God, that and Morgan Freeman, man, that dude, the way he came down that stairway and was just like, they tried to play him off like he was some badass. He come down, his old ass come down, he's just like, you need to curve the bullet, boy. He's just like, nigga, you can't even curve the bullet, come on now, your old ass can't do shit. And then when the double cross came in, that shit had me rolling. I was like, Common's black ass, he's like a henchman for fucking Morgan Freeman. You know he's coming for you, right? I know he's coming for me. You best be ready. Oh, shit. Yeah, but he's got a movie coming out, man. Dolphin Tale 2.
Man, the sequel that nobody asked for.
Man, all the you know what? This is going to knock Guardians and Ninja Turtles down, because this is a kid's movie. That's PG.
I love you joking enough, but I think a kid has a good chance to do this, man.
Just because of that factor, huh? I kind of agree with you on that, too. I'm not joking. I don't know if I'm joking at all, either, now, because I wouldn't be shocked if that does do it, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, actually, I'm a little nervous. Hey, you know, Guardians, 5 weeks in, whatever. I wouldn't give a shit this time. But Dolphin Tale, too, goddamn.
Dolphin Tale, dose.
If that makes number one at the box office, that is going to tell you people don't give a fuck what they go see. Clearly. But now, the movie that everybody's been clamoring for, our trailer talk, everybody's been asking for this. Everybody. All 10 of you Negroes.
Man, from the same makers of Obsession, correct?
Yeah. I'm going to read a plot now. A devoted wife and a mother of two lives an ideal life that takes a dramatic turn when her home and children are threatened by Idris Elba, a charming stranger who smooth talks his way into her house, claiming car trouble. Okay, you got to be shitting me.
Man, have you seen it? Okay, the TV spot I saw, it was the most sketchy shit, man. It was a dark, thunderous night, raining like a motherfucker.
How the fuck do they make this movie into an hour and 50 minutes?
Dude, I'll play the trailer. I'll talk about it after the trailer, fuck it.
Now, I'm looking at the director right now. This dude, wow.
Is it Sam Miller?
Yeah. He ain't did shit, to be honest. And, man, I know how much you love these black people. Leslie Bibb. You know her, right?
The fuck she doing this
movie? I don't know neither. Henry Simmons, man. I don't know him. The black people of all. Taraji P. Henson, she was just a thing like man, too. She's great. But here's trailer time. By the way, this is Sony, man.
Uh-oh.
Sony, man.
It's a Sony exclusive.
Sony exclusive. Oh, shit. Mr. Evans fits the criteria of a malignant narcissist. He just got out of jail? Acts of rage frequently involving the attentions of a woman. This would have been a better movie had they just released him from Asgard. His services are no longer needed.
Yeah.
He'd
get mad as fuck.
Yeah, he'd get mad as fuck. Like, it's just pretty much Thor all over, but except with Idris Elba. This dude killed two cops in a locked van. I can't wait for black people to eat this shit up.
Oh my god.
The only way I know about this film is because black people have been asking me about it. Damn, that nigga Idris, he's a horrible actor, dude. Look the way he's talking, dude. Do you think I can use your phone? You gotta be fucking kidding me. There's a rape scene?
Oh, God.
Or whatever the scene is. Okay. This nigga's horrible, dude. You figured out the game by now. Look, they put Golden Globe Award nominee Idris Elba. It ain't enough to be Academy Award nominee. Golden Globe nominee. Tyler Perry's Temptation 2? Darkness at the movies, everybody.
Yeah. You know what this should have been? This should have been a sequel to Tyler Perry's Good Deeds.
Good Deeds? Why did I get married 2-3?
That same character of Good Deeds is a go dark.
Man.
Tyler Perry's new. Role.
This is just like the horror genre for me. It's like I'm still waiting on that movie to prove that the horror genre is good. Well, I'm still waiting on Idris Elba to do a good movie where his acting is good. And so I can be like, see, I guess he isn't that bad. You guys are right all along. And this movie does not look like it helped. I can't wait to hear the excuses they use for, oh, he's great in this movie. I mean, everything else is bad, but he's good. And I'm just like, yeah, his accent he was using in that film, I mean, this trailer sounded like shit. Now, granted, that ain't the movie, but fuck me, man. God damn, man, that looked horrible.
Yeah, It looks pretty fucking bad.
That looks so. And you know what? You're right. It looks funny bad though.
Yeah.
I see a low stream heading this way. I see a positive. You know, I see a positive. Fuck it. I don't even know if that's doable, but
positive,
it's gonna
fuck it.
A positive fuck it or whatever.
That will be a first.
You ain't never seen the danger, girl. What the fuck was he talking about? Girl, I got something for you. Like, nigga, shit, go back to your private garden, nigga.
Oh, yes, Taraji. Let this random-ass dude on a rainy, stormy ass night into your house. It's a good idea.
But the thing is, though, like, you're right on cliche. It's because in the trailer, they showed that she went to go get the phone, and she comes back to the door, he's gone. Next know it, she goes back to check in the room, and next know it, he's picking up her kid.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch, which one of your windows or doors were open? Like who doesn't lock their shit before, like, when nighttime comes?
Seriously.
Like I triple check doors and windows around here when we leave or before I even go to bed. I make sure the balconies and stuff like that are all locked up or stuff like that. Yeah. Why do people keep making these movies where motherfuckers don't check none of that shit?
Give a fuck.
Oh, we live in this. And by the way, stop putting them in these big ass houses where we know it's unbelievable for shit. These big ass houses where they don't even know where they're going. They got a phone in every fucking room and shit like that. None of them works. For some fucking reason. It's like, oh, the phone line's cut off. Or use your cell phone. For some reason, I got no connection because it's raining. It's like...
Of course.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Cliche city, man. You couldn't hit that right. So you excited about that, man? I know you are.
Let them get some good laughs out of it. I have that feeling.
Like, CJ probably gonna watch it bootleg.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He watch everything bootleg. And then nigga got nerd criticized special effects and shit. It's like, how the fuck would you know, man? Come on.
You know, James Cameron Avatar didn't look all that great. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
I stuck some glasses on and watched it at home. I was like, nigga, what? Man, you black ass nigga, but. People, that's been another edition of Movie Spoils episode 126. It's been a good show, Cody.
Yeah, I felt good, man.
Felt good being back on air, man. I am the phenomenal one.
I'm Cody.
And we will be back next time when we gotta do No Good Deed. Can't wait for that.
I ain't promising anything.
I'm excited. I gotta watch it. I gotta watch it in all island of all islands.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, what'd you do on your stay out there? I saw No Good Deed. I literally said two for one No Good Deed. That's what I said. At a Puerto Rican theater. Yeah, I said that. Matter of fact, by the time this goes up, I'll be saying that, too.
That's right.
When this goes up, I'll be saying that at 2 for No Good Deed. So, that's going to be awesome. Be sure to follow my tweets on that.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Later, bastards.
Later, you beautiful bastards.
No Good Deed.
But you're still the same.